Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can find us on the ESPN app by clicking more on the lower right-hand corner of the app, scrolling down to live radio. You can download the podcast. Morning, Jay. Morning, Key.
Good morning.
Don't start.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm going to flex my muscles, man.
Yeah, that was maybe the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Well, it's not funny to me.
What happened during the break?
His feelings are hurt, Jay.
You asked for him to be
because
removed?
Because it's not betrayed. Funny to me. I'm going to have Jerry removed from the show.
From the show.
Yeah, I have him removed. I'm going to flex my muscles. Him or me. You choose. Because that was embarrassing.
That's an invasion of privacy. That's an
invasion
of privacy.
Of privacy.
Yeah.
All of those sort of things. And in the end, it's embarrassing. It's going to be all over the internet, all over newspapers and social media sites.
It's a video.
But
you know what, though, Key? You know what I realized about you? My mom used to do it. See, I used to be so – I'm like, come on. When you drink
it's ice in it.
Wait, this is the one that gets me. No, it's the next one. It's this. He scrunches up his face at a certain point.
I'm trying to pull the ice out. Why
your eyes roll to the back of your head like that when you drink the bottle?
Wait, which one is it?
I don't know, man.
There it is. Look at that.
Why you put your tongue all over the cap? Just open your mouth.
I'm trying to pull the ice out.
It's nasty. You know the people that be like, let me take a sip. And be like, come on, man, don't put your tongue all over this.
This is my bottle. It has nothing to do with you. I'm not sharing this with y'all. This is mine. If I want to put my tongue in there, I can do that.
Why are you putting your tongue all in there like that?
It's mine.
Damn.
I'm trying to grab the ice out.
Hey, Jay, you definitely can't take a pop after that drink.
No, come on.
It's only his. Nah, no pop from you, from Key.
I've never seen someone drink from 11 different directions.
Left to right, right to left.
What was that about, too? He was like, it's not working this way. He started turning the other way, upside down. It's just
Zach, the rift you drink,
so true. I'm like, trying to figure out.
But it still won't come out.
Jay, he goes from left to right, high rip through while drinking.
This is some very expensive water. Man, you know,
got to get your money's worth.
Yeah.
So what happened? It froze.
Yeah, I put it hot because I brought it from home and I put it in the freezer here, and so it took about an hour and it had the ice in it. So I was just trying to get some ice out.
We got to get it together, Jay. Try not to embarrass Key in front of our guest Quentin Richardson, former NBA player, of course, co-host of the Knucklehead Podcast.
Wait, can we show Q the video? Because Q.
He's seen it. He's been watching the damn show.
Just let Q react to it. Q, you ever see somebody put their lips on the bottle like this? Look.
Hey, man, Q, get him up off you, bro.
Okay. That's all right. He could have some for him next week.
Wait, this was the turn is what got it. It's a rip through. It ain't the sight.
Why you standing back in the
Q
bottle?
Q, grade the rip through.
What up, Q? What's up, man?
Hey, look, the gaze at the bottle, hey, it was a lot going on right there. You ain't know you were being recorded like that. But.
It's all good, man. You know, no one's ever safe around here. Trust me.
Trust.
Hey, I see that. You sitting there minding your own, trying to drink some water, man. They up here filming you, setting you up. That's wild.
Yo, Q, first off, I asked you about some of these games, man, last night. I popped off today at the top of the show just about, like, it gets me – we never got your opinion. Did you believe that Draymond should have gotten a suspension, one-game suspension?
No.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely not. No.
So I got mad today, Q, just about the inconsistencies that we've had as it relates to officiating, man. Like, you had the James Harden, the love tap. Like, he's done that before. He gets ejected for that. I'm like, he gets ejected for that. But yet Joel Embiid only gets a flagrant one for trying to kick somebody in it, but misses. Like, what do you just think about the inconsistency overall of refereeing over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, obviously as a player, you're not happy with it, man. You see, I thought, and you know, I love Joel Embiid and everything he's doing, but I thought his play was more egregious than any of them. And he didn't get kicked out, and I didn't, you know, I'm not one to say, hey, somebody should get thrown out of this or that. But when you're sitting there, it's hard for you to watch these things happen and that not coming to your mind. Like, that was more, you know, more egregious than any of the things. Like, it's blatant and it's no way around that. You know what you're trying to do. And it's like, they didn't put him out for that, but you kick hard now for this. Like, come on, man.
Was it a makeup call, Q? Was it a makeup call?
I don't know. I don't know what you call it, but I mean, to me, it's not. If I'm James Harden, it's not a makeup call, because why would I get penalized for something that you missed on my teammate? And at least my move was a basketball move. You can question whether, yeah, I hit him, but it was like, that's like you said, he does this move, and many players do that when they're making a step back move. They go to push off a little bit. Was he trying to hit him there? I doubt it very seriously. But like you kick him out the game for that. But Joel got to keep playing. Like, Draymond had to happen to him, but Joel got to keep playing. Like, come on. Like, that's
so
terrible.
So, Q, so if Embiid was Draymond and that happened, and instead Claxton stepped over Draymond and Draymond did that, would Draymond be suspended or kicked out, then eventually suspended?
I believe so. I mean, if you're looking at the sequence of events, like what Draymond did, I felt like was less than what Joel Embiid did. And I felt like he had a reason that he did it, because somebody grabbed my legs. I'm trying to take a regular, normal step forward. And if somebody does that to me and I'm not aware that that's about to happen, yeah, I might step on you. And then, you know, all of the extra stuff, you know, after the fact with the fans and all, that's whatever. But I'm talking about the actual act. I feel like Joel's thing was worse than what we're seeing right now from Draymond. And Draymond was grabbed and you know, kind of provoked to do it.
So stepping over somebody, not provoking, stepping over somebody, just stepping over them, that's disrespect opposed to grabbing somebody's ankle.
Absolutely. I mean, you stepping on somebody could be disrespect or whatever, but I'm not putting hands on you. When you touch me, that changes it. It makes it different. And you was trying to prohibit me from trying to take a step. So yeah, I accidentally stepped on you, and that's basically your fault.
I guess. I mean, yes. I mean, the answer to that is yes, of course. Harden put a little extra on it though, Q. Like when he
he put a little, man.
Quentin Richardson. It's Q, like the analogy Q. I make is like in the fight game, someone's swinging their head. Hey, I'm not headbutting, but if your face is there, it's not my problem. You know, I'm saying that was below the belt, and he tell this man out.
We've seen CP3 put extra on it. Okay.
Oh yeah, but I see what you're saying, Max. But what I'm saying is that is if you go and watch somebody work out, if they got a trainer up on them, you'll see them. That's a natural basketball move. Like, yeah, he caught him, but what he's doing is literally. That's a natural move when you're playing basketball and you're trying to go, you know, trying to drive by somebody or do a step back or any of those things. You'll see many players many times over do that move and maybe not make the contact that he made, but you'll see that motion be made numerous times a game.
Yeah, no question.
Shouldn't have been an ejection, for sure.
No, the motion was made, but it's almost like he reared up. It was with force, though. It wasn't like the normal. It was like some force, Jay. You know it was.
Man. You put an extra on it, Key.
No, Harden did. But he shouldn't have been ejected. I both Key and I say he shouldn't have been ejected.
No,
but
he shouldn't have been ejected.
I could see him even getting teed up for it. It's a foul, and maybe he get teed up for it.
Hey, man, what's up? What, Key, what's up with the Clippers, man? Come on, now. They going to clip again?
Hey man, listen. I'm so disgusted that you know the injury bug has hit us the way it did, because I came into the series and I was absolutely concerned that, you know, that PG wasn't there, but the way Russ came out and the way Kawhi came out, I feel like Kawhi had, like, before the playoffs started, somebody flipped a little switch in his cyborg machine and said activate top five player in the world, because that's what he was out there playing like. And with him going down and not being available last night, it just, like, took the air out of it for me, man. I was excited for the game. Like, this should be a great game, you know, another good game. And then even though they competed well and they showed up last night and still fought hard, I had little belief that they could win that game with PG and Kawhi not being in it. But, you know, shouts out to the whole squad. Russ came out there and looked elite and did his thing, but – man, it's hard to win without both of your top guys. That's tough.
Q Rich, if we'll see about Kawhi, I think he'll probably play in game four. But if that series goes long and then Denver takes care of business like it looks like they're doing against Minnesota, which may be a sweep or a gentleman's sweep, who do you think wins that next series? if the Suns are able to get by the Clippers?
Man, I mean, to me, that's you know, it's kind of interesting because I feel like this is kind of like a stretch for KD and those guys to kind of try and get their chemistry together. So, you know, right now KD hasn't had over 30 yet, but if he gets his stride and, you know, he continues to build and build and you know, they go into that next series and if Phoenix, you know, makes it to the next round and they go and play Denver, man, and we all know who KD is. It's just a matter of time before he go for 30, 40, or whatever it's going to be. And if they could get rolling, you know how it is in the playoffs, Jay. Like, it's just all about one game, one player, whatever could really get them rolling and hitting on all cylinders. And you see what D-Book doing. He already playing at top in top form. So if KD come on and start getting 30s and stuff, they could be a really scary team. But, I mean, I don't want to disrespect Denver because I feel like a lot of people had disrespected them and didn't think that, you know, they would be – what they are or is looking as good as they are. And I think with Jamal Murray showing up the way he did the other night, they get really scary because I think, you know, everybody knows Joker is going to show up and be who he's been. But if he could get that second co-star to really be consistent with him, they could be a dangerous team.
Quentin Richardson, before we let you go, who's going to win Golden State-Sacramento after Golden State defended home court like they did without Dre?
Man, I had Golden State before the series. I still think they got a great chance. I felt that they had a great chance to win game three last night. And obviously, you know, they want to go get game four. Again, it's a three-game series. But, you know, obviously we know they're going to have to win on the road. I think Draymond comes back in game four. He'll be obviously motivated and out to, you know, help his team win. So I think the Warriors could do it, man. But I think they absolutely have to control and contain De'Aaron Fox. He, you know, this has been a breakout season for him. He's showing everybody that it don't matter. Game plans, playoff season, whatever. Like, he's a bucket, and he is tough to deal with. He get wherever he wants to go on the court all game long.
Quentin Richardson, ladies and gentlemen, former NBA player, of course, and co-host of the excellent Knuckleheads podcast. Q Rich, thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, yes, Q. Sir, man. Appreciate y'all having me, man. Hey, let Key live, man. Leave him alone, man, with that water bottle, man.
Let him live. We just watching.
Private water bottle time. That ain't supposed to be up for everybody to see
private
like that.
Private water bottle time.
Private water bottle time.
What are you private water bottle time?
Hey, Key, man, it's not right, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, Key.
I feel like Jake put them up to this.
No, I didn't put anybody up to it.
Or Max,
they did you dirty though, right. Key. They did you dirty though because the internet freeze framed you, and it ain't good.
Also,
and wait, underneath your freeze frame, if you going for the bottle, it says take it or shake it.
You know I don't care about the damn internet.
It's good.
Put it on that means text people train. Are paying attention.
It's so bad.
All right. By the way, Quentin was locking in. The Warriors locking in is brought to you by Gorilla for the toughest jobs on planet Earth. Jay's game plan next, KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. It is Jay's game plan. The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as the Knicks host the Cavs, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. Jay, take it away.
Not you. No. Yes. Kier,
you don't have people you send for that?
Sometimes the point works, but then the wrong one,
Max,
you miscommunication.
You know about that one, Max?
I'm just saying, I figured that you'd have people you send.
Kier,
for
have it where the wrong one comes up, you're like,
you
no,
did.
That's not.
You had to send them, and they went to the wrong person, so you're trying to direct them.
I got you. You're directing your person. I got it. Now I got it. Yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah, there you go. Let me see you do it, Max. There you go.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, that was right there.
Oh, goodness. Oh, we have problems. All right, Yates, you're going to give me the slow roll, huh? Well, that's going to be the slow roll for the Hawks, though, because I firmly believe this series is over. I've been trying to tell you all that the whole time. The Celtics are going to continue to put in work. The game's in Atlanta. I'm going to say it because it's the bigger statement other than the game. How long is Trae Young going to be in Atlanta? That's what it comes down to. Y'all want to talk about playoff performances. Let's look at Trae Young's last 11 to 12 playoff performances. Has not been good. And frankly, I think he's a talented young player. They've been through multiple coaches. Now Quinn Snyder's there. I think there's going to be a lot of trade talk, which there's already kind of been speculated before the play-in game against the Miami Heat about whether he will be there moving forward. I think you're going to hear a lot more of that talk in the offseason. Next up, Nuggets at the Timberwolves. Cat, Rudy Gobert. I think it's something that you might see them continue to tinker with. Obviously, I'm going to pick the Nuggets here to win this series. I think it's going to be a sweep. Jamal Murray's been playing really well. I do a lot of local Denver radio. There was talk around, is Jamal Murray a legitimate number two? I think he is. I've seen what he's been able to do in the playoffs. Coming back off injury, I think he's worked on that consistency. But there's no doubt they're the most complete team in the NBA to me. We're going to get a chance to see the next series, what Jamal Murray can do against the Phoenix Suns, if the Suns are able to come through, if Kawhi's not able to play. So I think they're going to sweep them as well. And then, the game tonight. Friday night, I was on First Take yesterday with Stephen A. New York, stand up! New York, that's where you, Stephen A. New York, stand up! He said it's going to be live tonight. Spike Lee, he listens to the show. I know he's going to be sitting courtside tonight. Donovan Mitchell coming in the house, a place he could have potentially been. Career high in assist. Last game in game two, Darius Garland went off, did his thing. It's going to come down to Jalen Brunson having an efficient offensive night. He wasn't efficient last game. And they came out, they got blitzed from the top. You know, RJ Barrett, people defending. We're going to see what New York is all about tonight because they need to play with a sense of urgency. If they play with a sense of urgency and they make the game aggressive, they should win. But Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland are a special backcourt. And we'll see Julius Randle's going to have an advantage if they continue to push Jared Allen and company around. That's what
Knicks going to be Randle feeling good, though, Jay, because they got the split on the road. Now the Cavs have to show that they can do the same thing.
Exactly. And, by the way, Julius Randle, you want to see him push Evan Mobley and Jared Allen around. Like, that's what Knicks basketball is. Can they do it consistently in these
Mobley?
Next two games?
What do you think about Mobley?
What about Mobley?
What do you think about him? Like, where is he in his career, do you think?
I don't know, man. He's like one of those guys that I think he shows you signs, but I think the lack of physicality, I think people have found out they can push him around.
To me, that seems to be like the key to that team, right? If he develops into what he was supposed to be originally, right?
I always feel like if they were just a wing away.
Yeah, I think he will, though. He's still young, man.
That's what I'm saying. How old is
Mobley? He's still really young.
Very young. I mean, he just came in the league a couple of years ago.
Right.
Yeah. But even age-wise, though, Jay, he's still young.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I'm looking up his age right now.
He's 23 years old, Max.
Yeah, he's young. Yeah, that's what I mean. There's some teams, though, especially in certain markets where it's not always as easy as other markets to attract a free agent, let's say, where you make a draft pick like that and you got something special going on in the backcourt. If that guy, for example, Nurkic always looked at in Portland, man, if he would have turned into really like a special player, the whole way you think about Portland changes, right?
Yeah. But I'm going to say it tonight. Like, the one thing that Cleveland did in game two that was different than game one, Donovan wasn't a volume shooter.
Right.
Darius Garland was aggressive, and Donovan spread it the ball around.
Donovan was throwing dimes.
He kept everybody involved. And he saw, other players that started to find their rhythm offensively. And I think that was the key for them. So how they control that, I think, for defensively for New York is going to be imperative tonight.
That was really impressive to me about Donovan Mitchell, where you're like, it felt like he and Brunson were going to have a series where they go back and forth like he did with Jamal Murray in the bubble. And instead, it's his crime partner in the backcourt who's aggressive early, and it's Donovan setting up teammates.
Yo, Nuno, I know you're a diehard New York Knicks fan. What do you guys want to see tonight from your squad? What are you looking for?
Wow.
Damn.
It's like that? What'd I do to you? Jeez. What'd I ever do to you, Key?
Nothing.
All right, then. Relax. No, actually, one of the things they did game two was uncharacteristically, they kept turning the ball over. Control the tempo. Actually, control the ball. Stop turning it over. Stop being sloppy. And it was across the board. And I'm out on RJ. I was one of those guys that used to defend them, Jay. I think that's done. You have to move on from RJ. It's just, I don't know, there's something there that's missing from him.
He doesn't shoot it quite well enough.
From a New York Knicks fan.
Yes. It's that reaction from a fan. No. I was riding with RJ. I thought that he's shown flashes, but then he gives you games where it feels like, I don't know, like he's just not in it. It's like not engaged. He's not engaged and just... And it's not there. He's not the one.
Let me ask you a question, Nuno. Do you feel like the game comes easy to RJ?
He seems like one of those guys that feel like when you watch him play where he thinks it comes easy for him.
But it doesn't. But it doesn't.
He just doesn't shoot it well enough. Like a lot of this hand-wringing about guys like that is if RJ shot it better from deep, the whole feeling about him would be different. He just doesn't.
I mean, I think that the Knicks – are legit. I think I'm still going to pick them to win this series when it's all said and done. I think the Knicks are still live. But I think it all starts with, like Nuno said, taking care of the ball. And Jalen Brunson, man. Like, Jalen Brunson just wasn't on his game last game. And this team doesn't – they're not prolific offensively, right? So if you have one of their key cogs that isn't doing their thing offensively, they struggle.
He strikes me as a big game player, though. Like, I think he's going to be fine. Knicks, I got to admit it. Dolan will screw it up eventually, but right
Stop.
Now they're in a
they're
very,
doing fine.
Yeah, no. But I mean,
just stay.
But
positive.
I mean, right Why now always... they're in a good enough position where they'll start to look attractive to superstars, and then at the 11th hour, Dolan will screw that up.
How do you
up.
Always
but
just go
then,
back to Dolan? That's just like that's your stick.
Kick Charles Oakley out of Madison Square Garden.
Yo, they've been playing well this year, man.
Kick
this
Spike
has been a
Lee
great year. And Spike Lee's
still
going to games,
minute.
Right?
Hold on. Someone's reputation matters or past events matter. So, yeah. So that's why Draymond gets suspended because his past. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Max just has it for Jim Dolan.
Well, yeah.
Oh, he's done
I
enough
know,
stuff.
Yes.
He needs to apologize.
You know what? You don't kick Oak out of the damn arena.
Oh, I agree.
No, exactly.
Fine, but
apologize to Oakley and we could talk.
I think Dolan is not the person to be having the conversation around the Knicks right now. They're playing really well this year. There's a lot of positive things going on with the Knicks to just keep going back to Jim Dolan right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying I have experience also around that organization when I was at ESPN New York. Let's just put it this way.
They keep
very different. Very different. The whole culture of paranoia, et cetera, very different from the Lakers organization. Well, I was around the Lakers for 6 years. I was around the Knicks for a similar amount
of
time.
That's why we couldn't win.
Yeah, 100%
true.
100% true. I'm a jinx, basketball jinx, but very different culture.
The fact that he was even in L.A. doing the radio, we couldn't win.
I took you to a Nets game last year, and that's when we blew up.
I'm a mush. In basketball, I'm a mush. You want me around your baseball team, not your basketball team. All right. Did the officials get it wrong? Plus, which player needs a huge performance this weekend, KJM?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Did the officials get it wrong ejecting James Harden? Plus, which player needs a huge performance this weekend? Who is it, Jay? Who needs a huge performance this weekend?
There's one man, Key. Play for that purple and gold. And it's not AD. I expect that from AD. It's going to happen. But Dylan Brooks calling LeBron James old, there are moments as a basketball player that are made for these type of clashes, and I'm here for it. People have forgotten how talented and how crazy gifted LeBron James is. Like, and I know that.
You mean still is?
Still is. Yeah. Like, at the age of 30, I mean, he blocked the shot off the glass, man. And, it, like, literally the ball was, like, at the top of the square just with ease. Or, like, it was a chase down. It was. So, for me, I want to see how LeBron James reacts to that.
Wait a minute. You were on this show the other day saying LeBron can't get suckered into making it him to Dylan Brooks.
No, I didn't.
You said.
I said I want to see LeBron James turn into the Miami Heat villain.
But I said that LeBron James can't get suckered in and baited into confrontation with all the clapping in the face and all. You can't. You just got to play your game. Show him I'm 38-year-old LeBron James and I can still drop 38 on you. That's what I was talking about.
That wasn't you, Jay?
No.
I quoted the wrong guy on this. Just in, 2 p.m. Eastern, handsome host.
You gave him credit?
I think I did.
I
thought your point was that he can't allow Dylan Brooks to distract him and make it about those two.
That was key.
That was key?
Stephen A. and I were talking about this yesterday on First Take, and we both said, I want to see LeBron James bust his ass.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see him bust his head open. Like we say in the court, bust it open to the white meat, Key.
Because, you know, Keyshawn Johnson on this very show the other day said he can't allow it to be that, Jay.
But my thing is, it doesn't need to be with taking 40 shots. It's slick.
No,
it can just be with aggression from the beginning of the game. Yeah. Like attack mode. Like take his little ass down the block. Say mouse in the house. Punish him.
And I think LeBron will respond much like I said the other day. He just responds because I'm LeBron and I'm going to be able to do this. I'm not Michael Jordan. I'm not Kobe Bryant. I don't need to. I just go out and do what I do. You know who I am. That's why you're trying to get under my skin. And he just needs to respond. And LeBron didn't have a bad game. He just missed some shots. But he didn't. It wasn't like, oh, God, sitting down on the bench type stuff.
Benjamin in Los Angeles. You're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Fellas, what's good? What's good?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, you know, all love, man. As far as the NBA thing, man, first of all, man, y'all done turned me up today, man. Y'all woke me all the way up, bro. Y'all been wilding today, man, so you already know. But, the people I want to see go up, man, is they going against each other, LeBron and Ja. Like you said, Jay, LeBron got to – I hate that Dylan Brooks said that. So LeBron got to just go in, you know what I'm saying? And I know Wendy was saying some things yesterday, but it's like it ain't like – LeBron can't get 40 and AD can't get 40 exactly. In the same game. They both can go off. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say that. And Ja got to step it up. But I do want to say this, Keyshawn. Please, bro, quit saying the coach need. You know, I'm from Indianapolis. The coach don't need Will Levis, man. We want ballers, man.
Benjamin, I didn't say they need Will Levis. I said just look at their track record. In the type of quarterbacks,
Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck was the best quarterbacks who came out them year. That's why we got them.
No, but look at the best people. But even so, look at the track record and the history. Now you got to follow me. They ain't really, you know what I'm saying? They like something different. You got to follow me now.
But who the coach now? Who the coach now? Though
I'm just until you different. Show me something different.
CJ Stroud, man.
If you show me something different, then I'll say something different. But your track
man,
record.
Man, Naptown, we need ballers. We had Edgerrin James, gold teeth in his mouth in Naptown. We need ballers
Tell
out
him,
there,
Benny.
Man.
Tell them.
Already, right. already.
They should
love,
take
y'all.
CJ. They should take CJ Stroud because Jay's wife's from Indy and his family, her family.
Three kids, yeah, family.
Three
yeah.
kids. Jay has three kids.
Keith, yes. Does Jacoby Brissett mean anything to you?
That means they signed him in free agency, and how long did that last?
But if you're talking about drafting quarterbacks, they've drafted Peyton Manning. I think you agree they had to draft Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
They drafted Andrew Luck. He was the presumptive number one pick. Nothing wrong with that. And since then, it's always been either a free agent or a trade or an old guy.
They like 6'4". They like tall, big, strong, laser rocket arms. That doesn't fit C.J. Stroud. They're just not his get up. You know, they like a certain quarterback. That's what they've always had.
See, my,
and that's okay.
My sense, the reason I know you object to the word slide, but the idea is that he was going to go maybe one, and now it looks like he may not even be the second quarterback taken. And we don't know. We'll find out. Maybe he can fall to the Raiders. To me, that's because he looks like, and I understand he's better prospect than Sam Darnold, let's say. But the reason I'm using the comparison is he's a guy who checks almost every box, right? Oh, he's good. He has enough size, enough speed, enough arm. He's accurate. But to me, none of those boxes that are tangible. The intangibles, maybe. I think he has excellent intangibles. He makes me feel like he's always going to win the game. But the tangibles, none of them are checked in a way that you go, oh, my God, C.J. Stroud does this better than anyone. Whereas Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, they're big, strong arms, guys who can run, and that's why C.J. Stroud's stock, if it is in fact sliding, that's why. Because
it's not sliding, Max. You take Bryce Young
sliding,
at one.
If it is.
You take Bryce Young at one.
But you might even argue that's a slide. Maybe Stroud should go one because he doesn't have a size issue either.
We have some breaking news by Woj.
Oh, what is it?
Nick Nurse is out as head coach of the Toronto Raptors.
That is breaking news. Look at that.
And, Jay, to add to it, Woj just tweeted, former Celtics coach Ime Udoka.
Udoka.
Who?
What? Oduki.
What?
Ime. Udoki. He still plays.
Udoka. Ime. Udoka's back?
Who took Udoka?
He's supposed to be a serious candidate for the job, for the Raptors job.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's been reported. The Udoka stuff's been rumored and stuff, but –
Man, dude,
but
Nick Nurse, you knew there was change coming. 2 years ago, man, what's wrong with him?
I'm just saying. I mean, how much do we talk about in free agency, though? A trade deadline, like how much OG Anunoby or guys like Pascal Siakam or Fred VanVleet, like they have a lot of big decisions to come up. Like, there's gonna be a lot of extra stuff for teams to be looking at in this offseason.
Did they make a mistake?
I'll tell you another extra one for Key Squad that nobody's gonna be talking about, and we'll see how far they go. Yo, don't sleep on Klay Thompson potentially going to become a Laker.
You know what's so
interesting?
Extension,
because they got that extension, right?
You know what's so interesting? Last night, I was watching a game, and that popped in my head, Jay. I said to myself, I wonder if Klay will wind up in a Laker uniform, if he could wind up in a Laker uniform.
You know, if Michael has anything to say about it, he'd love it, I'm sure.
You're not sure if Bob Myers is going to be around, right, and how that gets factored in, because he may be out after this year's season.
Klay's a nice fit on the
Lakers. He hasn't gotten extended, right? And you're talking about Klay wants that max extension. Think about that fit with him, AD, and Bron.
Shoot the lights out. A dog can defend still.
I wonder if Klay would do that, though. Michael is. Michael is like, I know he's older now and he's not a teenager anymore, so I don't know how much he's actually listening to Michael, but just the loyalty, just that whole, the way Michael thinks. It's just like everything has to be like perfect almost.
Well, we'll see if they give him his money. Because they gave Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins their money. You
hey, real
Klay's
quick,
want his money?
I want to circle back, believe it or not, to the
believe
Raptors real quick.
It or not,
did the Raptors make a mistake not pulling the trigger on deals at the deadline, Jay? Because they decided to try to maybe keep it together and see what they could do, and obviously it didn't work out. So in hindsight, would you have made deals at the deadline?
I would have, but I'm also not in those offices. The one thing I do know is Masai Ujiri, who's one of the best in the game, has incredible relationships with certain individuals. So I'm sure he's privy to details that I'm not, as it relates to Fred VanVleet and some other players up there.
Yeah, Ujiri's been outstanding. Denver, like wherever he's been outstanding. All right. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776.
Outstanding.
Which player needs a huge performance this weekend? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Officials get it wrong last night. Tune in for baseball action tomorrow as the Giants host the Mets. Coverage begins at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Please don't be late.
Brent in South Carolina wants to weigh in on this, fellers. Go ahead, Brent.
Yo, Brent.
Brent.
I think B. Well, way to go, Nuno. Left the building.
Nuno again.
First of all.
Nuno strikes.
First of all, he's been waiting for about 90 minutes. Hey, Jake, can I ask you a question? There was a lot of performative stuff this week with you, right? Like, earlier, I guess apparently while you were on Get Up, you were what was going on over here? If they have the video that they can show us, ever going to show us?
Get Up?
Yeah, he was on Get Up, like throwing himself on the floor, like kicking people,
imitating all the events that have occurred this week. Yeah, I'm just pulling the Joel Embiid. I'm kicking. That's all.
Yeah,
a little fun.
You brought confetti one day.
Yeah,
it's true.
There's a lot going on for me.
You demonstrated the jump off.
There's a lot going on for me, Nuno. You know, it's been an emotional roller coaster the last 2 weeks.
Next, they'll be having you dive off into the East River, dive off the rooftop.
By the way, he ducked. He crawled in front of the camera.
Jay, as someone who kind of is, you know, challenged height-wise, it kind of looks like you're...
I'm not challenged height-wise,
it's
Nuno,
an upside-down turtle where you can't, like...
You are challenged height-wise,
That's what I'm saying. You look like a turtle who just, like... Just
on his shell.
On his shell. On his shell. Like, trying to get over.
So you look like a turtle now?
Look at him.
You
look
call
at
me
him.
A turtle?
He says you look like a turtle. You kind of got a little.
You know, really Jay's definitely turtle-y. A DIY guy, like, you know, at all the Home Depot, getting all the stuff and doing yard work and stuff. Look at this.
He doesn't even run the vacuum correct.
What is it? That looks correct right there. What is correct for you, Key?
You just don't. You're not,
from somebody who's vacuumed a lot in your own house, describe to me, Key.
He wouldn't know what a vacuum cleaner is, how to turn it on.
He definitely got a robot doing it, just go around by
himself.
He
thinks it's a microwave. He don't know what the hell it is.
But he's telling me how to vacuum.
Big words from a guy who doesn't know how to use a water bottle.
Key, when was the last time you turned on a vacuum?
See, look.
Does a small little
Roomba?
No, not a dustbuster. No, not one of those little handheld joints. I'm talking about the full fledged. You got to take it out of the closet, wheel it. You know the.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. It's been a minute.
Key, you gotta get the Roomba key.
A long time. I'm talking about like a decade.
You gotta get the Roomba key. The little joint, little circular thing, just.
It just goes around the house, pumping into walls.
I don't really have a lot of. I don't have rugs or carpet. I mean, I got some rugs, but no carpet like that.
Do you know where the vacuum is in your house right now, if we ask?
That's
you
a great question.
Yeah, it's in the vacuum closet.
Are you
it's
guessing?
You got a vacuum closet?
Or a broom closet, whatever you want to call it.
A broom closet?
Wait, Key, but are you guessing or do you know
has
for a
broom
fact?
Closets.
You got a closet only for your brooms?
It's for all the stuff, cleaning supplies.
How many rooms you got?
You didn't say cleaning supply wizard? Closet. You said
it's
the broom
whatever,
closet.
Whatever, the broom closet, the vacuum closet, it has
guys,
the
he has a different
clean
lifestyle. He rings the bell. He pulls on the little thing on the side.
Stop.
It doesn't make any noise where he is. It just pulls, right? But then But then in another part of the house, a bell rings, like an actual bell, and 15 stop. People go scurrying around looking for his stuff. And
I don't want 15 people in my house.
I need to know, do you have still one of those drawers that has, like, the sauces and batteries and the drawer that has everything in it?
Who doesn't it's interesting that you said that. I needed some batteries the other day, so I asked where the batteries were at, and I went out. They told me where they were in the garage, and so I had to go and
they
do it.
They told
but
me
like,
where. See, hear that? They told me where they were at.
In the there was like this, like a briefcase, like a case with all batteries, different sizes, shapes, everything. It was pretty interesting. I've never seen it, so you know.
So you don't supply your house, you don't buy the batteries for your home.
And I'm making
the management team does that.
First of all, Key, do you hear the words?
Why would I
buy batteries?
Key, right. When you said they told me, who's they? Which worker in your house told you where the batteries?
Worker in my house.
You're like,
they told me the batteries here.
I got a battery guy.
My son told me because he used a lot of batteries for the video game. So there's this thing, this like chess thing, and it has the triple.
Are they assorted into the different compartments?
Yes, very nice. It's pretty cool, though. It was
very nice.
Probably
I got the drawer,
Amazon.
And I got the. I try to keep the triple A and the triple A, but they all get mixed up.
Max, real quick, look over to your right.
Canty is back. He's trying to. By the way, CeCe, he was just talking about you today.
Yeah,
he was just.
You got a little pop on air.
I can't see him. Where's he at?
He's in the corner. He always just hangs.
He's in the corner. He's lurking, man. He's lurking. What's the issue now?
We can't hear you because he's not on the mic. He's not on the mic. Don't be careful.
What's the issue now?
Chris, be careful. Wait, Chris, be careful. Wait, Chris. Chris.
So what? It's hot out.
Max has sneezed in that area.
Oh. Yeah, it's true.
30 times.
30 times.
The capris are the problem today.
What's the problem?
The capris.
I don't understand why. It's weather appropriate. Yeah, no, I wanted to make sure they weren't riding up too much.
Hey, Molly.
Clothes police is here.
Hey, Molly.
Clothing. Chris Canty, clothing detective.
So when was the last time you drank tap water, Jay?
What'd you say?
The last time you drank tap water.
I don't drink tap water.
Okay.
Nope.
Just because you and Max always just high, mighty, high society.
No. It's nothing with high society. I don't trust the water system.
Okay.
I don't trust it. Not doing it.
I'll use it to wash things, though.
I'm just not drinking it.
Because Key doesn't use regular water to wash things.
I don't use regular water.
He has a big thing of Fiji feeding his washing machine.
Wait, Molly, please come here. Paulie, let Molly come here. Can we please show Molly
the video of
Key drinking his water?
Oh,
Molly, this is all kinds of wrong.
Look, yeah, you guys are just... Wait, haters.
We're live on
I'm
radio.
With you on this one, Key. This is excessive.
Look at Key.
Popcorn nose.
What is happening?
That's him.
Why is his mouth engulfing?
Rip through. High rip, Key. High and tight.
We went cross-eyed.
Oh my God!
I just want you to see it with your own eyes, Molly.
It has ice in my bottle.
What is that?
I don't know what's going on.
I have no earpiece, so she can't hear
your explanation. In other words,
all right. Have a fabulous weekend, Keyshawn. I'll see you on First Take.
Yeah, it was frozen, Molly. The problem was the water had froze.
Why his eyes?
Although I see water bubbles in there.
All they say is molesting the bottle.
That bottle's calling HR after this thing is over.
All right, popcorn noise.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Hey, see you tomorrow.
See you Monday.
Hey, yo.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.